Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer in the 630 Chad Studios, the city's south side. Brennan Escott. We got a cast of thousands helping us out today, including Kellen Kennedy's going to end up swinging by, I think, a little bit later on. And who's that guy over there? Who do I see over there? Introduce yourself so everybody knows who you are, man.
Bob, it's Jeff.
It's Jeff Walker.
You got it.
There we go. We got lots to get to today. We got Brendan's put together a brilliant highlight encapsulation of last night's broadcast as the Edmonton Oilers knocked off the LA Kings rather convincingly 7-4. We are going to review last night's game and then give you some time with extended open line time and texting. You can call us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Aldo, Nova, and Helix live at the River Cree Saturday, May 18th. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashley5floors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan Escott, at Brendan with two E's and two T's, at Brendan Escott. Climbed over 100,000 followers on Twitter, which just speaks volumes not to the sheer brilliance of the host of this show, but the immense passion for Edmonton Oilers information. And that sort of thing. All right, today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling with home and no payments and no interest for a year. Steve and Bobby, the team at Legacy Heating and Cooling. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The good news, the Edmonton Oilers are up 1-0 over the Los Angeles Kings. They win game one at home in a series for the first time since May 2nd, 1990. When they won game one of their series against the Chicago Blackhawks in the old Campbell Conference. How did it happen? Well, let's go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and here it is. Bouchard to McDavid, beautiful spin move, right circle to the net, back door, shot, score! Zach Hyman opens the scoring! 1-0 Edmonton! Hyman from McDavid! Now it's Zach Hyman, beautiful look, open man, rich shot, score! It's 2-0 Edmonton! Adam Henrique buries it! Ahead for Adam Henrique. He'll finish his forecheck and create for Connor McDavid. Reverse pivot, dishes, one-timer, score! Zach Hyman extends the lead to 3-0. Arvidsson stopped at one end. Hyman buries his second of the night at the other.
This line has just destroyed the LA Kings. They got all three goals at even strength. McDavid with two reverse pivots on goals. Just a smart player, knows where to go, picks his man, and Connor on the backhand finds a wide open Zach Hyman.
Both my wingers were good. They did a good job getting on the forecheck, winning pucks back down low, and you know, we were able to create a couple of chances, and you know, ultimately they score a couple.
Draisaitl centering pass, tipped home, Nugent Hopkins. That time he buries it. Draisaitl had set him up with the first. Nugent Hopkins given another opportunity, makes no mistake. 4-0 Edmonton. Drew Doughty.
Rowdy under control. Anderson, a blast. Score! And L.A. breaks through. It's 4-1 with 9:04 to go in the second period. Jordan Spence off the boards. He'll take it to Grunstrom. Turns and fires into a crowd rebound. Score! And L.A.'s right back in the game. 4-2. Lewis ends up jamming home the rebound.
Upon video review, has been determined that the puck went into the net off a glove. Therefore, there is no goal in the play.
No goal. Wow. Face off won by Carrick. Connor Hellebuck gave up six, but still got the win. Here's Kempe redirected home in the Kings. This time, a second goal will count. Kempe rolled out from behind the net. Bouchard gives it back to Connor McDavid. Half minute on the power play. One timer score. Leon Draisaitl from deep in the right circle. Roofed it. 5-2. Edmonton. Fourth point of the night for McDavid. Hyman reversing to Draisaitl, guides it to Bouchard. McDavid right face off dot, tipped home. 6-2. Hyman's got a hat trick.
Connor McDavid's got five assists.
Dubois down the left-hand side banked another one in off an Oiler D-man. And now a chance. Wrist shot score. Trevor Moore. Left circle set up by LaFerriere. And another strange goal where CeCe's stick explodes on him. And it's 6-4 with 71 seconds left to play. And now I think he got to pull Cam Talbot. Why not?
All day. What are the chances?
The first game one win at home since 1990. One final clear, and that's all she wrote.
Incredible. I mean, it was so loud right from the get-go. A lot of emotions for myself, for sure. You know, I was just trying to stay calm and collected. And, you know, when the crowd's buzzing like that, it's that loud. It's, you know, it's hard not to get excited and to get fired up. So, you know, credit to him, to them. And, you know, that was one of the funnest games I've ever been a part of.
Edmonton Oilers get the victory 7-4. Bob Stauffer, we're going to bring aboard Brendan Escott right here, right now. And, Brendan, the Oilers were better. L.A. was lucky to have scored. Can you believe the confluence of events that gave them the second, third, and fourth goals in that game? That's crazy stuff.
No, just almost reminiscent of the bounces they were getting at the beginning of this season, if you think all the way back to mid to late October. But the difference between a mature Oilers team and something that maybe we've seen in years past is the ability to overcome that, outscore those mistakes perhaps, but really they dictated most, if not all, of that game.
It's going to be a tougher game tomorrow. The Kings, they didn't really have much of a practice today. Edmonton had a quick one. And we are going to bring aboard audio now from today. My expectation is Edmonton will run with the same lines as they had last night. By the way, Evander Kane ended up playing with Ryan McLeod and Corey Perry. I thought Perry was uniquely effective in that game last night. Here's Chris Knobloch in the 20-minute practice today.
Today was pretty much really easy practice flow. We didn't have any meetings, video. It was the players have been getting so much information the last few days. Today was just come get some energy out of the legs, kind of to feel the puck a few times, shoot it, and get ready for tomorrow.
And Knobloch added these comments on his team's defensive play in game one.
So important. Obviously, you need to score goals to win a hockey game, but the old adage of defense wins championships, and there's very few, if any, teams that have ever won a championship who didn't defend very well. And I think it was important that we checked in the defensive zone on our forecheck. All those defensive details are good, and we got to give credit to the opposition. LA's got a lot of good players. They're going to make some plays, and we got to just try and limit those.
Oilers went 3-for-4 in the power play. Here's Knobloch on the PP success against the Kings, who are a top five-ranked penalty-killing team all season long.
Yeah, we've got some ideas of what they could do to change and add a little more pressure or tighten it up, whatever they plan on doing. And I know Glenn's got a good handle on the power play and what our players need and the amount of information they're going to receive, and also the experience of seeing LA for so many years and knowing exactly what they might do and any little wrinkles they might add to make it a little more difficult for our power play to have success.
So I did not like the lack, I didn't like what we saw out of the power play in the final quarter of the season. It was very vanilla. You know what it wasn't last night, Brendan? It wasn't vanilla. They changed some looks. They had McDavid a couple times in the left side half boards, a couple times in the right side half boards. Drysdale was in the middle once. He was over in the left once. They were moving guys around. They primarily had at various different times, and they ended up going 3 for 4, and they could have scored on the first power play of the game. They had 5 shots on goal. They crossed the Kings up. That's what happened in last night's game when they got the power play, because they were creating looks all over the place.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, the most noticeable piece was when we saw Draisaitl move off the wall and into the bumper spot. And even as that happens, I mean, it's all in a state of flow.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see a few different wrinkles. Almost leads you to wonder whether or not they were keeping some of that stuff in the bag for the regular season, you know, at that time, and then ready to unleash it here. But regardless of what it was, that is a difference-making power play unit against the second-best regular season PK.
The Oilers now, in the last 7 games against LA in the playoffs, are 12 for 20 on the power play. That is 60% after going 3 for 4 last night. And you know what's interesting? After the game, Connor McDavid said, we still have a few more wrinkles left in the power play to throw at them if they change some things up. That was an interesting comment. So obviously, when a team is home and cooled in football, let's just say you start the season, 11-1, and you know you're going to have a home playoff spot. Sometimes those teams run vanilla offenses to close out the regular season because they don't want to reveal too much of the playbook. And I wonder if the Oilers had a little bit of that going on. You can text us at 780-496-0063. I'd like to get your thoughts on the assessment of Edmonton's performance. They win again game one. Let's face it, Brendan, that was a 6-2 victory for Edmonton. That was not a 7-4 game. I can handle one lucky break, but they got 3 lucky breaks for goals.
Totally. That's exactly what it was. It was the kind of bounce that you would see once in a game or once in a series, and we saw it 3 times, and hopefully it's all worked itself out in the early stages.
All right. Chris Knobloch last night was asked about the Oilers' success playing against the Kings 1-3-1.
Playing fast, just not holding the puck. Our defense got the puck, and they're looking for our forwards, and it's really important our forwards are getting out of the zone so we can move that puck up quickly. I don't know. I think as a coach, if you orchestrate plays so much, it just takes away the creativity of them being able to play the game. And I think the most of it is, yes, our coaches are important to have an impact on the game and have a philosophy and a system to play. But you don't want to take away the abilities of the players. And, so many players that can do that. And as a coach, you don't want to stifle their ability to make those plays through having too much structure.
All right, so the 1-3-1, by the way, it's 4-19 in Edmonton. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was asked today about being able to penetrate the Kings' 1-3-1 system play.
They're obviously a good defensive team, and once we get down there, we got big, strong bodies that can hold on to the puck and make plays down there. So we want to keep it low, and when you get a chance, get the pumps to the net and have bodies going there. So I think we did a good job of that last night. We can keep getting better at it. And I think the way that they kind of play in their D zone, holding on to the puck, not throwing anything blind, is important. So I think it's something that we've talked about, and we can continue to improve that.
RNH, meanwhile, had this to say on breaking the 7-game Game 1 home losing streak in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely nice to win game ones and not play from behind and chasing it the whole way. And I think it's been seven years for us now, and so I mean it's a good way to start. Obviously tons of work left to do, we know that. Keep moving forward, but it's nice to get the first one.
Meanwhile, Matthias Ekholm of the Edmonton Oilers had these thoughts on winning game one and what it means.
Yeah, obviously we like where we're at right now, but at the same time, last year we went to LA going in 1-1, so there's a lot of work left to be done, and obviously you feel a little bit better by yourself waking up this morning being up 1-0, so we'll take that, but we also know that that game's in the past and we'll have to focus on tomorrow.
One of the things the Oilers did well, they had good discipline here. here's Evander Kane on not engaging in post-whistle scrums.
Yeah, I thought we were really really good discipline-wise. I thought, you know, especially when the game started to get a little out of hand, they tried to drag us into some of the after-whistle stuff. But, you know, I think it's been a key focus for our group to, you know, play really hard between the whistles and be physical in between the whistles. But definitely not after, and I thought we did a great job of that last night.
And the Kings took a couple real dumb penalties, and the Oilers scorched them in the process. Final word goes to Chris Knobloch on preparing for a push from LA tomorrow.
I think it's important that we reinforce the things that we did well that we need to do again. And it's not going to happen easily. We're going to see a better team tomorrow with LA. We have to make sure we match it. And you look at the game, and there's certain times I thought we played well. I think we deserved to win. But there's times when a key moment, it could have changed. Whether, you know, there was a, you know, we got a power play that we were able to score on, you know, that gave us a lot of insurance, or the breakaway save Stu made that we went down and immediately scored after that. You know, the change of events there, it's a different hockey game. And I think it's important that we do the things that we did well, reinforce that, and we make sure we do it again. But also, you know, that we improve on some of the aspects of our game that just some of the details that are very important.
422 at Edmonton. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Based on Edmonton's performance last night, is this a different team than in past seasons at playoff time? You can text us 780-496-0063. Brendan Escott will have NHL Today when we return. It's 422 at Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now. And you can always text us on the Ashley text line, Ashley Fine Floors text line. Randy says, too early to tell if this team is different. They've blown the doors off the King in past seasons, too. Let's see how the next game plays out. Again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. All right. We are going to go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Canucks goaltender Thatcher Demko out day-to-day with an injury, so Casey DeSmith gets the start tonight in Game 2 of their series against Nashville. Canucks are up 1-0 after a thrilling Game 1. Elsewhere, you've got the Jets looking to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round series with Colorado, that game in Winnipeg. Jets survived Game 1 7-6 on Sunday. Out east, you've got the Rangers hosting Washington, Florida entertaining Tampa Bay, New York and Florida up 1-0 in those series. Philadelphia signed 27-year-old Russian netminder Ivan Fedotov to a 2-year extension. It's worth $2.75 million per season. Made his long-awaited Flyers debut earlier this month. It actually took him about 9 years to get here after being selected in the 7th round of 2015. He was able to join the team, but they had to terminate his contract over in the KHL to make it all happen. Bakersfield draws Ontario on the road, in the opening round of the Calder Cup playoffs. More coming from Colin Chalk in a little bit today. And James Steffen and the Portland Winterhawks have the Prince George Cougars in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final in the WHL playoffs. That goes Friday night. I looked it up. That's a 12.5-hour drive between those two locales. So on a team bus, I would imagine more like 14.
Yeah, I've only been from Edmonton to Prince George about 6,433 times during my prior career. All right, it is 4:27 in Edmonton. Welcome back, Bob Stauffer. Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. We are going to open up the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. Your chance to chime in. And I'm going to read a text from Aaron and Hannah, and he's upset that I wasn't more animated about something that was occurring in last night's game. But I want to get your thoughts. Is this a different Oilers team? Your overall assessment in Edmonton's performance. Edmonton, of course, hadn't been winning game ones in series at home. They did last night. It was never really in question. So we'll open up the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, get to some texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line after a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.